Hello, this is Nick Theodore, and welcome to our training on how the lead system works. Now, just to be clear, if you're trying to do this business without leads, it'll probably be a colossal disaster. You might make a few sales here and there with friends and family, but it's going to be very, very difficult to have a consistent business flow. Have I had people come in here and sell a bunch of applications to their friends and family? Sure. It's just typically not what we're doing with mortgage protection. I know a lot of people have tried to create their own leads or send flyers in the neighborhood or do all kinds of things like that. Just know this, it's most likely a big, big, big waste of time. I'm not going to prevent you from doing it. You can get leads from any place you want to, but trust me, I've gotten leads from just about every place out there. I've worked with direct mail leads. I've worked with internet leads. I've worked with telemarketed leads. I worked with a company that actually did telemarketing and set the appointment up for me. I mean, I've worked with just about everything out there, final expense leads, to try to pinpoint where I get the best return on my money. 2015, I spent 5.9% of my business on leads in an industry where it's not unusual to hear that people spend 40, 50, or 60% of their gross income on leads. My job is to help you to be extremely profitable so that you're happy with the kind of money that you're keeping. To go over how a mortgage protection lead is created, when somebody takes out a home loan, it is recorded at the county courthouse. And what happens is the lead company will go into that county courthouse on a weekly basis, and they're going to take all the information from each of those new mortgages that were created. They get the lending institution, they get the record date, they get the amount of the mortgage, they get the client's name, and they get their address. They package it all up into a state-approved letter that's compliant with that particular state, and they send it and mail it to the client with a postage-paid envelope returning back. That lead says on it, "Hey, Joe Smith, we know you took out a loan with Wells Fargo Bank on January 16th of 2016 for the amount of $185,000. Would you like to protect that loan in case you die or become disabled at the end of the term? You may qualify to get your money back if you don't use the benefits." If that's the case, if you want that information, call us at this 800 number, or what most people do is fill out the enclosed form. That form then asks for their name, co-borrower or spouse's name, their height, weight, birthday, smoking status, whether they're male or female, a phone number, and a signature. Keep in mind, if you're having a hard time booking appointments after somebody has given you all of that information, and you're having a hard time making sales in this industry, you're doing something massively wrong, because there's no other lead in the industry that's as complex as this. Okay, it's not like they're checking a box and sending it back. They're not, trying to win a free gift. There's no enticement. They don't think it's free. There's nothing that they're trying to do other than getting the information. So as long as the person wants this information, which they clearly do if they fill it out, and they need it because they have a home, they're filling this information out, and if it fits into their needs and their budget, they're buying. Okay, so it's if you're not having as good of a success during a time period, it's not the lead, it's you. If you're constantly getting the same issues of, oh, everybody wants a price over the phone, or everybody can't afford it, or they all want to think about it, well, there's definitely something that you're doing at that point that's putting them in a position where it's very comfortable for them to say that and get away with it. Okay, so that's how a mortgage protection lead is created. Typical agent in this industry skims off the top, and on those brand new leads will make a decent living. You know, maybe they make $120,000 in a year, but they've spent $45,000 on leads, and they're fine with that. You know what I mean? So like they're still making a very, very decent profit at the end of the day. But could you be better? Absolutely. So what happens in this industry, and I'm not talking about with Equus, I'm talking about like other companies across the board, is a lot of good sales slip through the cracks of a block of leads. If somebody gets 10, they might only make two or maybe three sales. There's definitely another sale or something in there out of those other ones that they didn't get with. Okay, somebody who said they wanted to think about it and they never got back with them, or somebody that missed an appointment and they never got back, or they never picked up the phone in the first place and the agent didn't want to go door knock it. There's a lot of things that slip through the cracks. So here's how we make sales on older leads. One of the companies that we get our older leads from says, hey, we're going to sell it to Joe agent. And then 3 months later, without knowing what happened to that lead, either the agent never called them or the agent sold a policy to them from another company, not Equus, we are going to have the ability to get that lead after 3 months. When it's 3 to 9 months old, it's $4. If it hits 10 months old and nobody had bought it in that 3 to 9 month range, it becomes $2 if it's between 10 and 18 months old. Now, if nobody ever buys it and it hits 19 months old, 19 to 36 month old lead is 50 cents. Now you might think, gosh, those would really suck. Well, me personally, at the time of this recording for a year and a half now, I've been working 50 cent, $2 and $4 leads. And very consistently out of 100, I will have 6 appointments to 12 appointments very, very consistently. So usually right around 9% appointments. I don't get a lot of people saying that they want to think about it, because if you think about it here, somebody filled this form out a year ago, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, and it didn't get resolved. And then they make another appointment with me to go over mortgage protection and I'm sitting in their house. It's time to buy. Okay, so I don't get a lot of people saying, I'm going to think about it. I also don't get anybody saying, hey, I filled out 3 of these things. I got 2 more people. One's coming this Saturday and the other person's coming on Sunday night. I got to see what they say first. So I'm not in competition with anybody when it comes to older leads. But here's what you don't do. You don't just print these leads off and call people, because at that point, you're going to get 2 or 3 appointments out of 100 instead of 9. Okay, so we have a process that's going to help you. But in my opinion, buying a few of these, bad idea. I wouldn't buy anything less than 100 at a time. And if they're the 50 cent leads, I'd probably get at least 200 at a time. Because in a block of these, 100 of these older leads, there's on a minimum 3 sales, maybe closer to 8 on a really good batch. And when I say good batch, it's like, if the person who originally worked these leads was really thorough, you're only going to get a few appointments and a couple sales. If they just kind of ran through them real quick and a lot of people slip through the cracks, you're going to get more. You might get a dozen appointments and make 8 or 9 sales. It just depends on how good you are and how good the person was when they originally got it. But for 50 cents, $2, $4, man, you can't lose at that point. Okay. But again, don't waste your time if you're looking to buy 20 50 cent leads. It's a huge, colossal waste of time thinking you'll get 2 appointments. Like, you have to invest some money into this business. Now, you're looking at probably $4,000 to $10,000 in annualized premium from a block of 100 leads like this, and getting 8, 9, 10 appointments and making a few sales. So if you spend a couple $100 and you make back $2,000, $3,000, $4,000, it's hard to say that that's a problem at all, okay? So here's the materials that you need, and here's how we get 9 or 10 appointments out of 100 leads instead of just 2 or 3 if you just flat out call them. Here was my idea back in mid-2014. The biggest problem you're going to get on a lead that's old is you're going to get people saying what? I don't remember this, or it's not important to them anymore. It's not in their mind. So I said, how can we get somebody to have this on their mind again? Well, it's pretty simple. Mail it to them again. So we take the lead. When we get it, we print it off on light pink copy paper, fold it, stick it into a number 10 window envelope with the window in the lower left-hand corner, and then put another letter behind it. And I'll read what that letter is going to say, but it's an explanation on why they're getting the letter. Okay. So I make a final notice letter that you can make in a Word document and print this off on white paper. It says final notice with my name underneath of it, Nick Theodore. Then it just says, hello. Sometime after closing your home loan, you filled out the enclosed form requesting information regarding protecting your loan in the event of your death or disability. We show no record that this was handled. We've assigned agent Nick Theodore to your case. He'll be serving your area for the next 2 weeks. New approved products now available in Florida include the ability to pay off your house in the event of a heart attack, stroke, or cancer, even if you do not pass away from it. Please call Nick to go over your options at 440-371-4170. You'll also be receiving a call from his office the next 5 to 10 business days. After that, your file will be closed and your non-medical privilege to acquire mortgage protection will expire. Sincerely, Nick Theodore, and my phone number. What does that do? It gives people an explanation on why, out of the blue, they're receiving the handwritten letter that they filled out 6 months ago, a year ago, or 2 years ago, or 3 years ago. Now, what we're doing out of this block of 100 leads is we're just looking for people who want to buy insurance, okay? The reason the letter's pink is for three reasons. The first and main reason is because when it shows up through the window and the envelope with their name and address, the curiosity of why somebody's sending them a pink letter will get them to open it, okay? That's usually something like warning, like, hey, you're late on a bill, open this. Keep in mind that every one of these people originally opened a letter that had a window in it that was white. For sure, they're going to open it if it's pink. Second reason it's pink is this. When somebody calls me and the phone rings, I say, hello, this is Nick Theodore. Can I help you? Yeah. I got this letter in the mail this past week about, I think, mortgage or something. I say, oh, yeah. Was it one of those pink letters you got in the mail? Yeah, it was. Okay, so now we're on the same page with communication, and I made it easy for them to figure that out. Then I just go into booking an appointment. And we'll go over that in a minute. The third reason it's pink is if you get 5 or 6 people to call you out of 100 and you book appointments with them, you're going to call the other 94, 95 people. And that phone call is, you know, you need to reference the fact they got the pink letter in the mail. And we'll, like I said, we'll go over the phone calls here in a minute. But that's why the paper is pink. Now, so the materials you need are, and again, get a ream of pink paper. Don't try to go buy 46 sheets or something to match your 46 leads. Get like a pack of 500. If you go to Office Depot, you can get a discount on these things because if you've got NAPA E&O coverage, your E&O insurance or Arizona Mission Insurance is from NAPA. They send you in the mail every year a discount card for Office Depot. So when I go there, I get a discount on everything that I buy. Massive discounts, by the way. Sometimes it's 50 to 80%. So when I buy a ream of pink paper, instead of spending $12 on it, I spend $5.50 because I have that discount card from NAPA and I only shop at Office Depot for these materials. Then I get 500 of the number 10 white envelopes with the window in the lower left-hand corner. That way, when you fold the paper correctly, it shows up, and then you tuck in the white paper that's the final notice letter behind it, seal it, put a stamp on it. That's going to cost you 49 cents. So once you start taking all your materials together, it's going to cost you about 55 cents to remail a letter to a client. Now, I go one step further, and I will make return address labels. You can either make them on your computer that stick, or you can just order them from Vistaprint. They're very, very cheap. That's where you should get your business cards from too, by the way. I stick it up there so it all looks nice and official. I mail them all out. Boom. 3-4 days later, I start getting phone calls. And again, when I'm fielding the phone calls, it's like I pick up the phone. Hey, this is Nick Theodore. Can I help you? Yeah, Nick, yes. I got that letter in the mail about my mortgage protection. Oh, yeah. Was it one of those pink letters in the mail you got this past week? Yeah, it was. Oh, fantastic. Hey, there's a 3-digit number in red in the upper right-hand corner, so I can pull your file. What does that say? Oh, it says 142. Okay, and then I pull their file, and I say, okay, so it looks like You probably filled this form out. You took a loan out in the past year or so. Is that right? At 123 Main Street? Yes. Did anybody ever call you to help you out and give you your rights and options for this? No, I never got a phone call, because that's what will happen on most of these. They never got a phone call. Got it. And then it's going to book in the appointment. Now, you'll notice that there was a three-digit number I referenced in the upper right-hand corner. Do they come with it? No. When I print out 100 of these leads, I take a red Sharpie, and I'll start with number 100. And I'll go 100, 101, 102, all the way through 199 in the upper right-hand corner. And then I scan those back into my computer, so I have a copy of their lead that they're getting with a corresponding three-digit number on there. Why? So that when they call me, I don't have to rustle through 100 forms to try to find Joe Smith. I can just get a number, and it's more professional that way. Plus, when I've pulled 5 or 6 out of there, then I know the other remaining 94 or 95 people that I need to call for my outbound phone call. Now, here's how the outbound phone call goes. About a few days after you stop getting any phone calls, you then have to call everybody else. So here's how it goes. Hello, Joe? Yeah. Hey, Joe. Nick Theodore here. I'm calling you about that form you should have gotten in the mail this past week. It was probably pink. It was about your mortgage protection rights and options. Did you get that? Yeah. I got that. I'm not interested. Click. Okay. That's how a lot of them are going to go. Or it would be, yeah, I did get that. Fantastic. Joe, let me just ask you one question. Obviously, you still live in the house. You still have this loan out, right? Yes. Did anybody ever call you when you filled this thing out a year or two ago? And it's going to be either yes or no. Great. Hey, some people slipped through the cracks, so they gave it to me as a local person here. My job is real simple. I just need to find out if this is something that still interests you. Are you at all worried in case something were to happen, like, you know, heart attack, stroke, cancer, death, disability, and your family losing the house? Because that's my job. I can fix that pretty simply. Well, yeah, it's not too expensive, is it? No, it's not, Joe. It's like one of your cheapest bills every month. Okay, but it is insurance, so it does cost money. And then I go and book the appointment. Now, if the person's not there, I'm leaving a message. Message is going to sound just like that. Giving you a courtesy call about a pink form you should have received in the mail this past week. Are you at all interested in this? If so, give me a call back. Now, here's the thing. If you send a letter to somebody that at one point was interested, they have your phone number and they don't call you back, and then you call them and they don't pick up, and you leave a message, and they still don't call you back, guess what? They're not interested in buying any insurance. Good thing it only costs 50 cents, or $2, or $4. Who cares? Go on to the next one. Be just like in junior high school. You know, for guys, it's like if you call a girl and she doesn't, like, you know, she doesn't call you back, and then you call her again, and she doesn't call you back, and you left messages, guess what? She doesn't want to go to the dance with you. Go on to the next one. She's not the only girl around. So the idea with these older leads is that you're not desperate. You're there to help the person, only if they want help. Because look, I don't want to go there if I'm not writing an insurance policy. Totally different than a brand new lead, which we'll get to in a minute. But I'm only thinking that, hey, I'm just looking for the people that want to buy insurance. And you'll be massively profitable with these kind of leads. Okay. All right. Now, in terms of if you're working 100 of these a week or 200 a week, it's going to probably take you about 4 hours of work on the phone to get through 100 leads, because you're going to leave that message with people. There's going to be probably 5 or 6 or 7 bad phone numbers because the people have changed their number. It's like, boom, okay, throw it out. There's going to be some people that pick up the phone and you book an appointment, or they say, go pound some salt. You throw those out, and then everybody else you leave a message with, if they don't call you back in a few days, that's that. Okay, throw them out. You can do about 25 phone calls an hour. Now, if you're really slow and you do two, you know, you do like a phone call, and then you go to the bathroom, you're doing like a couple phone calls, you go grab something to drink. Yeah, it's going to take you forever to do this, and it's going to feel a lot like work. If you sit down for an hour and make 25 phone calls, and then go run an errand or two, and then come back and do another hour of phone calls, and you do another 25 dials and make your phone calls. It's like, get it done. Don't procrastinate. Get it done. Because That's the thing that's going to kill you in this business, is not getting an appointment. The good part is this: about 70% of the skill level here is setting an appointment. The good part is that it only takes 30 seconds to 90 seconds to master it, to do it. So you're not needing to master something that takes 14 hours to do. You know, the repetition of booking an appointment is 30 to 90 seconds of a conversation with somebody on the phone who, by the way, has asked you to call them. So make sure that you're able to do that. Okay. Now, here's how the A-leads work. That's for people that are going to be on a budget or don't like spending a whole lot of money if they don't have to. Now, if you're in an area that does not have the older leads, keeping in mind that if you go onto the Equus site under the Opt system, you're not going to see a lot of these leads that I'm talking about under the E category for 50 cents or the D category for $2 or the C category for $4. You're not going to see them. Why? Because we have access to this company that we get them from, that we have to order them a la carte, and then Equus purchases them, puts them on the map, and then you get notified. I usually call you and say, hey, or text you and say, hey, the leads that you wanted, those 200 leads in Pinellas County, Florida, are on the map. And they're the E category. So the E category is going to be the 50 cent leads that are 19 to 36 months old. The D category is going to be, they're $2 and they're between 10 and 18 months old. And the C category is $4 and they're between 3 and 9 months old. Which ones are best? Well, I don't know. It's going to depend on what you like and what you like to do. I think 50 cent leads are awesome because I can get four for the price of the same $2 lead that I can get somewhere else. So I think they're fine. But in other areas that maybe they're worked a little harder, they're not going to be. So it's a trial and error thing, but you're not spending thousands of dollars to figure it out. It's a few hundred bucks and it's not a big deal. Okay. All right. So if you want those leads, you have to get a hold of me because I get an email from that company on a monthly basis showing what the inventory is. And I mean, I think there's like 50,000 50 cent leads in inventory. And then there's, I don't know, like 30 or 40,000 of the $4 leads and 30 or 40,000 of the $2 leads. So if you want them, let me know, send me an email, send me a text. We'll figure out if there's some in your area or an area that's worth it to go to that's fairly close by, and we'll make a determination on that. Now, let's say you live in an area where there's no older leads. Why is that? Well, because the company we work for doesn't have agents that buy leads in every single street of this country, so they're not making leads in certain states. Plus, some states are a real pain in the neck to get compliance for. States such as Pennsylvania, very difficult to get compliance for lead companies, and it costs them more money to be licensed in that state. So they just say, we're not going to mail there. It's not as profitable. There's hardly any markups in direct mail. So anything that's going to, you know, squeeze their profits, they're just not willing to do. So let's say you live in an area where you don't have the ability to get older leads. Well, you can look anywhere you want to do anything you want for leads, but here's the Equus system. Between $41 and $49 per lead, that is an exclusive brand new A lead for you. You have the ability to grab some that are currently on the shelf that are not going to get sold to anybody else but you. Now, we get them from another company, or Equus creates them themselves in areas like Pennsylvania where they can't get them from another company, and they're only sold to you right now. They're not sold to 16 different agents and so you can get to them quicker. They're sold to you. You, on 10 leads, you should be able to book 7 appointments and make 3 sales. That's going to be typical. Okay. Now, when I said $41 to $49, this is the beginning of 2016. These numbers change every few years because prices go up and we are at the mercy of the lead companies on what it costs to create them. In addition to that, we are not the only company, and they are not the only company in the world that mails for mortgage protection. There's multiple companies. Sometimes when somebody takes out a loan, they might get 5 or 6 of these things. They usually just fill out one, but sometimes they fill them all out or something in between. So if you hear that, oh, well, I got somebody else coming tomorrow, don't think that, you know, they sold the lead to two people. Those people just filled out more than one, which is allowed. You know, they're allowed to do that. So like I said before, on the older leads, you really don't have any competition. But on a new lead, you might, just because the person might have filled out more than one. Now, if you have 10 A leads, we said before, they're between $41 and $49 a piece. If you're at a 75% contract, they're $41. If you're at a 100% contract, well, guess what? They're $49. And they stagger in between $43, $45, $47. So let's just say that you're at a 75% contract and you're spending $410 to get 10 brand new A leads, and you book 7 appointments and you make 3 sales. Okay. Well, let's say you get $1,500 deposited into your account. Fantastic. You're going to get another $500 at the end of the year. You spent $410. You probably worked a day and a half, literally, to call 10 people and go see 7 of them. That's probably a day and a half at the end, you know, at the end of what we're looking at, maybe 2 days tops. Now, you can string it out over a week, but there's still not a whole lot more than about, you know, 16 or 17 hours in there at the end of everything we're talking about. So that's about 2 days of work. And you can make yourself a pretty nice income without having to do a lot of work on the phone and being able to turn some pretty good profit numbers right away. Now, you keep doing that, guess what? Your contract starts going up to 80%, 85, 90, 95, and go all the way to 120. But your lead cost only increases incrementally. So maybe your lead cost goes up to $43 or $45 a piece. Well, if you're making another $150 and you make a sale, another $2 or $4 on a lead is pennies on the dollar. So here's what you need to do. You need to figure out what you need to make, and then we can figure out what leads you can work with, where you can work. And again, you know, if you're not going to invest, you will not make any money. I don't make or lose a dime any way, shape, or form when you purchase or don't purchase leads. So I have no ulterior motive except for I want you to make a sale for two reasons: for you to get paid and me to get paid. Okay? Sometimes not necessarily in that order either. I like getting paid a lot. So I'm pretty excited about that. So when you make a sale and you get $600 deposited in your account, and I get another $182 into mine, I'm pretty happy about that. And I know that when you're turning a good profit and maybe you're spending 28 or 30% on leads, but hey, you're not spending a lot of time on the phone and you're working with brand new ones, and like it'll get better. Like your contract will go up and all of a sudden now you're spending 22% on leads, or 18%, and you're still working new ones. Or if you're working the older leads and you're at 12% expenses on leads, you know, you spend $100 and you make $1,000 back or something. That's good. That's a success. You've worked from home and gone, you know, into probably your home county or the next one over. You get all kinds of write-offs and you're your own boss. That's pretty darn good. I used to run a hardwood flooring company and we would do $2 million worth of work a year. And I had 18 employees and 6 trucks, and we ran that business pretty lean, but we were about 10 to 12% profit margin. And that business got sold for $445,000 in December of 2004. Why? Because it was massively profitable. Something that makes 10 to 20% profit in this country is a business that sells for almost $500,000. Here, we can flip that around. You can keep 70, 80, 90% of your money, like I did last year, 5.9% expenses on leads. I kept, you know, 94.1% of my money, which was awesome. You can get to that point too, but we have to figure out, you know, the lead system for you, what's going to work, and then be consistent with it. All right, guys, have a great day.